Welcome back on the Bank of the West pregame show. You're listening to Lobo Football from Learfield. It's time for the coach's comments with Lobo head football coach Bob Davey.
Bob, the Lobos and Air Force, what a series this has been. We'll get into that matchup, but you're coming off a big road win against Tulsa. I know it feels like it's a long way in the past now, but you really picked up some momentum with that one.
Yeah, it was a big game for both teams. You know, Tulsa is a team that won 10 games last year. We won 9 games. Both of us coming off disappointing losses. We were at Boise. They were at Toledo. I lost it, I think, 54-51, last-second field goal Saturday night before. Well-documented, we played our third quarterback, Colton Gerhardt, playing against an offense over there that had averaged about 60 points a game, 600 yards the last 2 weeks. Hot, humid, 11:30 Mountain Time kickoff, and, you know, just a complete team win. You know, offense kept the ball a long time, 42 minutes of the game, I think, possession time. Defense was able to really hold them to about as few yards and points that anybody has other than Ohio State and Philip Montgomery's tenure there. And then kicking game was able to close it out with a 53-yard field goal at the end. So it was a big win. You know, I was really proud of our fight. I was really proud of our togetherness and really our execution. You know, we went into the game knowing that, you know, particularly with Charlie Grammel, who went down last week in practice, our depth on the offensive line was very thin. It was our third quarterback. We are playing a very fast tempo offense. So the offense using the 40-second clock and managing the game, kind of the hidden thing in there that Colton Gerhardt did that I really appreciate. You know, not only did he run for 155 yards or so, he controlled that clock and played with a lot of maturity.
And you can't grind out that clock and do what you did in the run game, gain over 300 yards, if two young guys, Chris Estrella and Teton Saltis, don't step up on the offensive line at guard and tackle, respectively.
Well, we'll see this week. You know, they earned themselves a chance to start against Air Force. You know, Teton is a four-year player. He has 4 years left. We redshirted him last year. He was a defensive lineman. And then Chris Estrella has 3 years of football left. They definitely have the size and the athleticism to really help us long-term. This is going to be a big test for him. You know, Air Force is the number one defense in the Mountain West Conference right now. They move around. They definitely blitz on passing downs. So we'll know a lot more the next time you and I get together.
You know, as good as Tulsa's offense was going into the game, last weekend, other than a couple of pass plays where they maybe had a receiver behind your defense and the throw was missed, it never felt like the defense wasn't in control. Is that as good a defensive performance as you've seen from your team in quite some time?
I think it's, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they did have a couple occasions, wide receivers behind our DBs. We knew the quarterback had to beat us. That was the whole game plan, was to make him beat us throwing the football. But the plays they actually had, they had an incredible catch by 29 on the sideline. And then they had two long runs on stretch plays really into the boundary. Neither time did we fit them up very well. But they had really had three plays in the game. And you never really felt like they were in control of it. You know, you felt like we could continue to stop them. And you know, the big interception by Bijan Parker, you know, with about 5 minutes left in the game, that and the field goal at the end is the reason we're sitting here today at 2-2.
What did Cosgrove do, Kevin Cosgrove, your defensive coordinator, a veteran defensive coordinator, do to free up your rush ends, Flack and Epting, for a couple of big sacks? He obviously showed some pressure, and they came unblocked a couple of times.
Yeah, when you say veteran, I think you're hinting towards old. You know, same thing applies to me. In fact, we had a recruit in last winter, he and his mom. And the mom said, "Coach, I really like your staff. You have a lot of master coaches on this staff." And I said, "Well, master, I know where you're headed with that." But, yeah, Coach Cosgrove did a great job. You know, simply put, you know, we had seven guys up in the box. You know, they're in 10 personnel with four wide receivers. So they have really six people in there to really protect. And both times we brought seven on their six. And Epting had a sack from the backside, and Jordan Flack had a sack from the backside.
Well, Lobo head football coach Bob Davie is with us. The defense was fantastic, and as you said, they'll be challenged, as big a challenge as they've had, and a different challenge in facing the Air Force option attack. I thought you would be a perfect one to ask this. Why are the academies, and in particular Air Force, as well as they do it, able to keep the option football relevant in today's college football game, not only relevant, but so effective?
I think they have a lot of advantages, quite honestly. They have no restriction of size of coaching staff, so they've got all kind of coaches. But more importantly than that, they have no restriction as far as size of roster. So on that practice field, there may be 150 players, and they're able to, you know, the triple option is really a technique-oriented, repetition-oriented offense that is foreign to defenses, and you do it faster than a defense can ever prepare to play against it. And kind of like back in Tom Osborne days at Nebraska when he had all those walk-ons that was well publicized, that's really the secret to option football, being able to have rep after rep after rep after rep against live bodies. And I think that is a huge part of their success. I think, you know, Saga is here as our offensive line coach. They ran a triple at Cal Poly before he came here. I'm talking about the true under center triple. A lot of things about the academy make it uniquely suited to run that offense. The type of kids you have, the number of players on the practice field, certainly the tradition they've had with it, the mentality of their players is so important. So, you know, you're facing an academy that's been doing that forever. And that's, you know, that's the reason. But there's more than just, I'm not sure you can do that everywhere. You know, there's a reason we're not under center every down. I think it's such a unique place, the academy environments, that it's really conducive for them. I'm not sure it is absolutely the best way for us, but I know triple option football is the great equalizer.
And what is it about the way that they block you, the way that they cut you, that makes it so different for a defense and so difficult?
Well, you know, it's a little bit overrated what they do as far as cutting. It used to be much more significant. But certainly we're a zone blocking team in our triple where the linemen are a little bit higher, a little more of an area blocking thing. Where they are full speed ahead in a three-point stance or four-point stance, ready to come off low, and they veer block, which is different than zone blocking. But I think where you see it the most is two things. One, on the backside of plays, they'll come down in there and cut you on the backside. Because for them, the ball hits the line of scrimmage so fast that they have to get that backside of the defense cut off. Where ours is a little more slow developing, so we stay up higher. And then the second thing is out there on the perimeter. You know, when the ball's pitched and the ball's out there in space, you'll see their slot backs arc out there and cut you, which is totally legal. There's been a lot of conversation about it. You know, a lot of coaches complain about it, particularly on the backside with what you call a high-low block. Like, you can't have somebody engaged high, like an offensive guard, and then offensive tackle come in low and block below the waist. So, but you can have two guys low coming off. And that's where it gets a little bit dicey, you know, when you have two guys coming off low on one guy. And there's certainly been a lot of conversation about it. But their scheme, because the ball hits the line of scrimmage so fast, that's their style of blocking. Where ours, the ball hits the line of scrimmage slower, so we're up a little bit higher. Because if we cut them right away at the line of scrimmage, you actually had a chance to get back up off the ground before the ball got there.
Great explanation. Lobo head football coach Bob Davie is with us. How will they defend you? And it looks like a very good defense. Statistically, obviously, that's the case. You watch them play a team like Michigan, a team like San Diego State, and they stand toe-to-toe.
Yeah, they, you know, they've really reshaped their program with their defense over the last several years. You know, they've become really a pressure, blitz, cut-it-loose kind of defense, where for years Air Force and Navy and Army, really, were more read, react, drop eight people in coverage, keep the ball in front of you. I think the success they've had in recent years really is as much or more with the way their defense changed their philosophy. They're an odd team. You know, they play three down. they've played us too high and ran the safeties like crazy. It'll be interesting to see if they change what they've done or they just try to continue to get better at what they've done. But it'll be an odd defensive front because that's what they are.
More pressure from the defense means more opportunity for the Lobo offense to break big plays, doesn't it?
Well, we've done that against them. That's been, if you go back last year to Cotton Bowl, the Cut game in the Cotton Bowl was unbelievable. You know, we've been able to break big plays against them. That's why I'm not sure they'll continue to play us the same way. There'll be adjustments during the game for both teams. This will be a high-level, schematic kind of game. And, you know, two teams I think are very similar philosophically, even though we go about doing it a little bit different.
Part of what you do as you get ready for a game is when you have the time, you watch other games. And you told an interesting story earlier this week about your introduction to Arian Werthmann, who took over as their quarterback, and when you first saw him.
You're going to make me tell that story
again?
Yeah. Well, actually, we were playing Hawaii last year in Honolulu, and we were there on Friday. And my wife Joanne and I were in the hotel room, and she's watched as much football as I do, but we watched the Fresno Air Force game, which was in Fresno, and Air Force really struggled in the first half offensively. And then at halftime, they made the move and made Romine the backup and brought number two Werthmann in the game. And really, they haven't looked back since that. The other thing, actually, Joanne and I and our entire family, we had a chance to see Air Force play South Alabama in the Tucson Bowl. I'm not sure the exact name of that. I should know, but we drove down to Tucson and watched them play South Alabama, our whole family, Audra, Brian, Clay, his wife Nora, and our new grandson Bo. We were all there in the stands and watched that game last January. So I've seen a lot of him. You know, he's a powerful, thick kind of guy, very difficult to tackle.
Can he throw? And if he does, what do they like to do?
We'll find out. You know, they haven't completed a lot of balls, but you know, he can throw it well enough. You know, he hit a 60-yarder, I think it was, against Michigan on a little jab pass, we call it, the same one they hit on us 2 years ago here, just out of a little bit of a formation difference. Yeah, you know, he can throw it. He can throw it.
Well, your tailback, Tyrone Owens, your offensive coordinator, Bob DeBest, and you all celebrating a birthday here on a game day Saturday against Air Force. It's homecoming. And wish you the very best of luck against the Falcons, a chance to go 4-2 against Air Force in 6 years. And I know that's something that's very meaningful to you.
Well, let's just go get this one. We'll talk about the stats when we wrap this thing up.
Best of luck, Bob.
All right, Robert. Thank you.